Marty, thank you so much for calling in. A pleasure talking with you.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it. We're going to be up there in your neck of the woods, they say.
Yeah, this Friday. Doors open at 7, showtime at 8 o'clock. So, Diamond Rio, you've undergone just, what, slight personnel changes? Is there any change in direction for your music, or are you still Diamond Rio?
Actually, there are quite significant changes, but, yeah, we Brian, our drummer, and then Gene, who sings the high harmony, plays the mandolin and all that, they both retired. They're just old and decrepit. They are a little older than the rest of the other four, and we're very blessed to have had, you know, some good money management skills and advice, and we were able to do that, and they were just ready to get off the road. You know, when you're a musician, you never think about that. You never think that far ahead, to be quite honest.
Hey, so could you take us back a little ways? I guess I want to go back down my memory lane, because when I was younger and living in Nashville for a brief time, there was a place called Opryland, and that's where you got your start. And I think I saw you playing when you were just probably mixing and matching and putting this whole thing together.
I started singing there anyway in 82. 83, 84, I joined up with the Tennessee River Boys. We had a show at the park, and that was the beginnings of this band. Actually, I took the place of original lead singer, Ty Herndon. Yeah, Ty Herndon, he's had a few, several hits. But Ty went out and did Star Search back in the day, and he finished second and got a record deal, and he left the rest of the band in his dust. Brian and Gene came along, and finally Dana in 89. So we've been the same configuration from 89 till just a couple years ago.
Wow.
Over 30 years. And that's the Diamond Rio sound.
I always tell everybody that people see radio announcers and we get to hang with bands and groups, whether they're rock or country. And I always tell everybody, if you want to hang with a band, the only way to do it is hang with a country band. You guys are the most loving, caring, get together, and just everybody's your friend. That's the same for you, isn't it?
It is. We have in stock on the bus a bunch of folded chairs, you know, so we can go sit outside the bus and pick and throw tunes around or have a little gathering. It's kind of like have a bluegrass mentality, bluegrass. Everybody just kind of walks around and shares. You know, country music, at least these days and in our experience and in the road, you know, there's plenty of country folks that like to have a few drinks after the show and that kind of stuff. No, but very, very communal.
Do you ever get the chance to jam with other musicians, just kind of get out of your Diamond Rio and say, hey, man, I'm doing this tonight, and what a blast.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, you should check out this one of the last things we did. We did Dina Carter. We did a show this past fall or winter, and she was opening for us, and Jimmy reached out to her. Her husband is a friend of his. He's in her band. We worked up a version of Under the Sea. There's a video of it somewhere. You can probably look it up on YouTube.
Nice.
And she sang Under the Sea, and Dan got the accordion out, and I think Micah played the chip bag. That was his drum. That was his drum.
Nice.
It's great. It's awesome. I mean, I love that song, but they just threw that together. A couple run-throughs, you know, she knew what we were going to do, and we saw each other. Yeah, we do that as often as possible, as other artists will, if they're willing.
What's next for you guys? Is it the touring? You going back to the studio and recording more?
Next is Warren, Ohio, and after that is Clay, West Virginia, and after that, the Lord only knows. You know what we do? We're in a wonderful place. This is the best time of my life. I've had great times. I've got my grandchildren around me, play music when I want to. I play the music I want to. And when we come up with something that is, we don't record music because we need to. We record great songs because they need recorded. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So the recording happens a little further apart, but that's pretty much the life that we've been able. And I'm not trying to be cocky, but we earned a place.
Sure.
To where this is how we can live our life, and it's wonderful. And I'm so grateful to the fans who love our music. Come out and see it. We're going to have fun. I guarantee it. And we're just so grateful to have been blessed to a point where I can do that. 64 years old, I can still play and sing and enjoy life.
I take you back one more time to back in the day? Who in country music did you emulate or want to be like when you were first starting out? Did you have someone or some group in mind?
Well, before I can remember, when I was born, I was named after Marty Robbins.
No kidding.
So my father was a huge fan. He actually was introduced to Marty when he was in the service down in Texas, San Antonio. He could hear Marty had a show back in the early 50s, a radio show, which was live radio back then. And Dad had a show in Eastern Kentucky. He played and sang before he went to the service. But he was interested in all that. And he loved Marty Robbins. He loved that, fell in love with the kind of the Western version of country music.
Sure.
He also grew up with the Grand Ole Opry, was brand new when he was a child, and they had a radio and all that. But I grew up starting with that influence. We would go see Marty Robbins play his shows, and the guy who was opening for him was this guy named Merle Haggard.
Oh, yeah.
And in about 64 or 5, he had his first big hit was called The Fugitive, and it was the first song I ever learned all the way through, other than the national anthem. And my dad, he had a recording little kind of studio thing. And he's got recordings of me singing, or he did. We have them now. But this little kid, you know, real high, singing The Fugitive, him playing guitar. But and then, of course, I was a child of the 70s, 60s, 70s, and I loved all the album project rock and roll bands of the 70s. And that was kind of my influence. And to be honest with you, Diamond Rio's music and a lot of 90s country is a blending of that 50s, 60s country and 70s rock and roll.
Marty, thank you so much for your time. It's my pleasure. Looking forward to your concert this weekend, and I know folks are going to enjoy it and love it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Great. Packard Music Hall. We're going to be there.
We'll see you then. Thanks.